Hey guys, I'm Bailey, and welcome back to Bailey's TV Rants, where I rant about all my favorite TV shows.
And welcome back, everybody. Welcome back to the podcast. Today we're talking Wynonna Earp 409, crazy episode to start. And with me, I have Holly, introduce yourself.
Hi, I'm Holly. I'm from London in the UK. And I started watching Wynonna about June last year. So I'm quite new.
Quarantine Earper.
Yeah.
Yes, yes. Oh my gosh. Okay, so Holly and I and other friends did a watch party. So we watched it last night. And so many things happening. I thought 407 was weird. I thought 408 was weird. And it just keeps getting weirder.
It just keeps getting every single time. Like, you think it gets topped, but.
And, like, they haven't even gotten into, like, the main storyline of the back half before me. Like, this is nothing.
Everything's been quite, like, there's been, like, no, like, angst or anything. And it's just going to get worse.
Yeah, I'm very nervous for the next three episodes. I don't know what's happening. And Emily's like, just prepare yourself. I'm like, I don't think I can. I don't think that's possible. All right, well, let's get into the episode. What I did notice is that the promos that they sent out were kind of like the first two scenes of the episode.
Yeah.
And I think they'll be doing that more now just to not spoil the episode, obviously.
Hmm.
So, because there's lots coming and I'm afraid. So we start off with Nicole and Wynonna boxing.
Mm-hmm.
Great scene. They're just throwing shit at each other. They're just like, big fuck you and another fuck you. It was great. There was multiple lines and there was too many for me to write down. So I just decided to write down like two of them.
Okay. Yeah, which ones did you get?
My first note was just boob punch because Wynonna hit her in the boob and she's like, you dirty bitch.
I was just like,
but that everybody was like, everybody was comparing it to 407 when Nicole gets hit in the boob because Eamon and Bunny are like pushing her back at the bachelorette party. Like, it's the same thing. I was like, just Nicole just has like sensitive boobs.
As well.
Yes, it's always
Nicole. She's been elbowed.
I was getting hit. And then Wynonna says 18 months of practice and all you got was older. I was like, that stung.
Yeah.
That you do not get to go there. You do not get to go there, Wynonna. That is too much. And then they're fighting and Nicole ends up on the ground and Waverly walks in. The outfit.
Great entrance. What a way. Just
I think
trying,
we were all watching. No? We were just like, okay.
All right. Okay.
So she's like, only I can sweep her off her feet. And I was like, okay. And then, and so they're talking. Wynonna and Waverly are talking. And apparently what they're trying to do is to get Nicole back in the police station, get her to start, you know, doing some work again and stuff like that. And so she says, at two Earps. Now, a lot of people were like, what the fuck? Do you know where that's from?
I don't know.
Okay, that is a line from a Shakespeare play, Julius Caesar.
Oh, yeah.
And then, so pretty much one of the main characters, no, so Julius Caesar gets killed, right? That's the whole thing. He gets killed. And so his best friend Brutus was also one of the people who killed him. And so he says, et tu, Brutus, which means you too, Brutus. Like, you're also involved. Like, I wasn't expecting this. So they're like, you guys. So Nicole's like, you guys too? Like, really? You're doing this too? And so that's why, like, I understood that. And I was like, that makes me sad. Nicole has such trauma around the whole sheriff thing. And we get more of that later on into the episode. But the amount of times I cried. It was hard. And then there are some throwback lines. One, Wynonna said something about, didn't you say like, you can get
everything you vampires to dick.
Yeah, so that Nicole one. Said that one. Wynonna said something before that though, like, didn't you say like you came back to the Ghost River Triangle, blah 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 blah. You know, yes. That one line that she says?
Yeah.
And then like, and then Nicole just deflects and she's like, didn't you say to like like
bunch of vampires to eat dick?
Yeah. Like it was so funny. I was like, oh my gosh. The deflection. All right. So then so Nicole just like she leaves. She's upset, right? Because they're doing stuff and she's like, I don't want to. Like they just don't understand. But now Wynonna and Waverly are running the police station because Holt isn't alive. And
he's
so
on holiday.
I love that, so funny. They're just like, and so the town's going, yeah, the town's going just a little stir crazy. They're like, there's things happening, nothing's being taken care of, and there's no moisturizer. I was like, is that what we need to be focusing on here? Are you serious? Like,
apparently.
Yeah. And so they're trying to figure stuff out. Wynonna's just like, guys, calm down, shit always happens in this town, so this is the least of your worries. And then we cut to a scene with a guy in like this kind of alleyway and he's walking up and there's a dead body next to a dumpster and there's some holy bite marks in it. What are those? They look like vampire, you know, bite marks, right? Initial thought. And this guy's like, ah, shit. Like, if I call in, they're going to figure me out and then it's just going to be bad for everybody. Turns out this guy's a werewolf.
Yeah, that they just dropped that in and just didn't speak that again.
What is this gonna come up sometime later? Like werewolves now?
Yeah, like werewolves. He's later in the episode. He's in the glory hole, and he looks over at Wynonna when she walks in. But that's the most you see of him. He does not come up again.
That's
so. Why would they just like drop him in there?
Exactly. That makes no sense. Okay, then we cut to Nicole, Nedley, and Shorty's, they're setting up trivia night. And so they're talking and Nedley's like bringing up stuff about being sheriff, like, hey,
yeah,
maybe you should go back. And Nicole's like, no, I'm not doing it. It's not for me. I don't want to talk about it. And she's like, but you can tell me some hints for trivia night. And then Nedley just throws some fucking trivia about Nicole herself being sheriff. And she's like, thanks. I kind of had that one coming. So
she walked into that one.
Yeah, she really did. And so, oh my God, this was part of the promo. And I don't, for some reason, when I watch the episode, I miss it. That one about like butt stuff. Do you remember when we talked about that? I keep watching it and I can't see it in the episode, but I know the line.
I saw it in the episode.
It's so funny. She's like,
and I was like,
what have you heard? What have you heard?
He's just like,
and he's like, what did you do?
Yeah, he's like,
turns out. Yeah, so we all know Rachel let Billy out of the basement in Shorty's.
Yes.
Nedley knows, obviously, because he runs Shorty's now, and he has told Nicole. And so now Nicole knows, but I like the line, Nicole's like, Rachel's a full-time job. I was like, that's great.
And I love the fact that her first thought is, oh no, where did she puke?
I know, like she got drunk. Like, this reminds me of our role play.
That was
like,
the first
so much.
Thing she thought of.
Like she got drunk, damn it. Okay, then cut back to the police station. They're looking, everybody's still complaining, and they're looking through some files about like recent stuff that's happened. And there's a car. I could not spell Guy Fieri's last name, so it says Ferrari on my phone.
Why not?
It's still a car. It makes sense. So there's a guy with Guy Fieri-esque flames on his car. This will come up later.
Yes.
And they're working up stuff. And then Wynonna's like, see, this one's important. And it's about lettuce.
No.
She's like, it's like, see, this is understandable. I'm like, it's lettuce. Lettuce. And then Jeremy comes in. He's all in his PPE stuff,
yeah,
and he's
covered
got
in
some
blood, you know,
just blood. And he's like, cherry pie. That's what it is.
He just gets it all over the counter and she's like, oh, white flour line.
Yeah.
Oh, no one sees it. Everyone's just standing there looking at him like.
They're just like, what the fuck? And so they're just like metaphorically talking about dead bodies through cherry pie. And everybody's like, we know what you're talking about right now. You're really bad at this. And so Winona's like, go jerk off about it. Like to that guy. Like, yes. The moisturizer guy. Yeah. I was like, oh, that's amazing. And so them three, Waverly, Winona, and Jeremy go to look at the body. And they're like, don't we have a morgue? Because they do have a morgue. We saw it in 107. Haven't seen it. Oh, no, we saw it. No, we did see it past that.
Was it when dolls?
We saw 107. That the last time we saw it was in like 302 or 3. I just remembered that.
Oh no! I was thinking, where was Julian's body? But that wasn't in the morgue, was it? That was different. He was in his own room.
Yeah, because was like the same place they're in now. I think they weren't in a morgue for Julian's body. Mm. Anyways, so apparently the rats took over the morgue. Yeah. And Winona's like, good for them. Like, oh my gosh. Okay, so they're looking at this body and they see the two bite marks, right? And they're like, is it Doc? And instantly. So everybody's like, oh great. But Winona's like, I guess I'm not so bad anymore. If he's going out killing people, I'm not the bad one. And so Waverly's like, maybe you should go talk to Doc. And Winona's like, I don't want to talk to him. I need to talk to him about the. I was like, Winona, you know what you want to do. You know what you want to do. Don't try and play it off. And then we cut to a scene and this guy's, you know, cutting up some meat, right? He's deli slicing some meat. Oh. And then he just gets killed. For some reason, I can't remember like the whole thing because you don't see how he gets killed. He kind of just like screams, falls on the floor. You see the bite marks. Die. Yeah. It's really weird.
Yeah.
And then that's when commercial happens. And then we get Winona walking into glory hole, power walking. And then she does a line from the 4B trailers where she's like, I have a lot of stories about demons, about killing demons with this gun. And I just love like the context of it because especially now that she's like back in her mojo and she just like does not give a shit at all. No. And she's just like ready. She's like, everybody, I'm back. You can fuck off. It's the whole vibe. And so then she goes up to Doc and Doc's like, why the fuck are you here? Why? And she's like, I need a private interrogation with your mustache. And I was like, what does that mean? And so she's like playing it off like real slick, real cool with Doc, like, hey, you're a vampire, I know you get hungry, that guy there, you kind of just ate his blood, you know, it's all right, it's okay. And Doc's like, what the fuck, no, that's not, I didn't do that. And so they kind of get into this weird argument thing and
whip out her gun again
and she points her fucking peacemaker at Doc and I was just like, Winona, don't, let's not do that, please. How about
doing that in a bar full of demons?
Yeah, like maybe let's not. And then like all the demons are like, hey, you can't point your gun at Doc. And she's like, what the fuck are these guys doing? When did you get like minions? What are you doing? And then Dallas, the guy with the horns that we remember from the episode, he was like, you don't just get to pop into glory hole. And Winona's like, well, isn't that the point of a glory hole? I was like, wow. That's like, how many dick jokes have we had so far? It's so good. And then Winona ends up leaving because she's like, you know what? Fuck this. I'll figure it out. And Dallas says something and Doc's like, yeah, the gun. Oh, he's like law enforcement. That's what Dallas says. Like fucking law enforcement. Not that Winona's really law enforcement, I don't know.
Kinda. Not really, but
yeah. And then Doc's like, the gun does tend to go to their heads. And I was like, ooh. This reminds me of how Doc felt in like 405 when they went into the museum and they watched that old clip of Wyatt. Like, it's kind of giving me that vibes of how Doc feels about Winona. And that's kind of upsetting.
Yeah, that's not fun.
Yeah. And then we cut to the shorty's basement. Nicole's waiting there. Rachel comes down. And Nicole's like, do you know why I called you in here? And she's like, you want me to be gay, don't you? I was like, we're really going to try this out right now. We're going to sprinkle it in. And Nicole's like, we would support you and then get you the right albums. Because if you're there, you got to listen to the right music. Everybody knows this. Yeah. And so they're talking it out like, hey, the whole Billy situation about letting Billy out and stuff like that. And then something happened. I don't remember how Rachel brings it up, but chicken kicker? What?
It's like, Nicole's just like, we're going to talk more openly about our problems. And she's like, yeah, like you have with chicken kicker. And it's just like,
Nicole's like, we don't ever get to talk about that. No.
It's like a game with her dropping the calamity thing. She just keeps dropping things that she's not supposed to. She just keeps bringing things up.
Yeah. Rachel's just like, you know what? I'm going to bring up everybody's problems to avoid my own.
Yes.
That's how it works.
Why not? Might as well.
Yeah. And so one thing I kind of like got from that scene is like, Nicole's obviously upset with Rachel for letting Billy out, but like, she's very understanding of Rachel. Like, she's like, I think Nicole's gotten to the point where like, she's made her own mistakes. We know what those mistakes are, except for chicken kicker. And so she's like understanding of Rachel and like, these things happen, especially when it comes to somebody that you love. Like, you're gonna do things. And so I was very happy like with the way their relationship between Rachel and Nicole is like portrayed. I like how it's
like it's really good to see it like that.
Yeah
like, she could have got like angry or something like that. Wouldn't have helped.
And then so at the end Nicole's like, so what are you listening to? And Rachel's like, I pass about Gaga. Nicole's like, are you sure you're not even bi? And I was like, wow.
They're trying to push this one.
Oh, they did. And then Rachel was like talking about like, hey, you should like talk to the doc. He's gonna forgive you. Like, he would forgive you about, you know, betting on his life pretty much. And Nicole's just like, let's not change the subject.
Not bring that up.
The PTSD that like Nicole gets like in this episode, like there's so many, like they're not portrayed as big, but like they're noticeable and like they're kind of just sprinkled in different places. And I think, and we all kind of wanted like to know like what happened in those 18 months, you know? And so we're kind of getting just little bits here and there about like, happened.
I'm quite like happy that they're still bringing it up, because it seems a lot for like the first few episodes of like the second half, it was kind of like pushed back. Other things were happening. It wasn't really mentioned. And it's kind of like they forgot. And that was like a whole arc in the first half, and they've brought it in now. Yeah.
Like,
I feel like that's it's great.
Well, if we think about it, 407 was like focused on kind of the bachelorette party, and it was more Waverly centric.
Yes.
And Nicole was obviously underneath the fucking love spell, so it's not like she could talk about it. And then in 408, what was she in like two scenes in that whole episode? So can't really talk about it there. And then so we finally, like, once we get past that, now we're getting to an episode where it's very much an everybody kind of episode. we kind of get those scenes again. And I hope we go into it more, especially with, I'm pretty sure the last three episodes getting more intense. I feel like we're going to get more of that. So I'm very excited to see where this goes.
Yeah.
Now we cut back to the police station. So Waverly and Jeremy have kind of figured out, like, it wasn't Doc. Like, things just like don't match up. It can't be Doc. And what they figure out is that there's no brain. This dead body has no brain. And because Waverly points the laser, it's really light. And so Waverly points a laser through the dude's ear and it comes out, but it's on like Jeremy's like dick. Yeah. I was like, wow, okay. And I just remember Martina tweeting about it, like, no brain, head empty. And I was laughing so hard at that tweet. This is so good. And then we cut to a dude and this girl. They're in a kitchen setting, dinner table type of thing. And he's eating a sandwich. And yes. it's a brain sandwich. He's eating brains. And I was like, werewolves, now zombies? What are we doing? What's happening? And then we cut back to the police station, and I thought this was a really funny line. So Winona goes, okay, murderinos, do you know, when she says murderinos, do you know what that means?
No.
Okay. I know there's so many, like, little things that I caught on to. So murderinos are, like, people who listen to, like, true crime podcasts, like unsolved mystery of podcasts and stuff, like, those are like murderinos, and I found that so funny. And then there's this big fancy, like, murder board, except, like, Waverly made it really nice. It's like that one TikTok trend where people are like, they like how they write notes really fancy, but it's for, like, really bad topics. Like, do you know those? Like, that's they write what it
like fancy names, and it's like all about, like, history, like world wars and stuff like that. And it's like
it's like calligraphy. Yeah, I was like, oh my gosh. And then so Waverly and Jeremy are kind of going back and forth with the ideas that they have about, like, what exactly is the killer, demon, whatever it is.
More aggressive
as it goes along. And they're just like, no, it's this, it's this. And then Waverly says, like, downward don't, and Jeremy's like, online degree. And I was like, whoa, Waverly has an online degree.
Winona's reaction to that, she's like,
oh. I know, they're just like, and then Winona, like, butts in and is trying to help, and she's like, okay, so the murderer is obviously a murderer. Like, she's like, she's trying so hard, but she's like, she's just a murderer. Has to murder somebody, and this connects to this murderer. Yeah, I was like,
a fan of murder.
Yeah, she's like trying her best, and then we hear this rubber ducky squeak, and Waverly's "Oh, I left the rubber ducky keychain out there with a note that said, 'In an emergency, squeak the rubber ducky.'" And I was like, "Emergency rubber ducky for the win!" Yes. Mm. Oh, that was so funny. And then, so it's this guy, and he's up there, and he's in the Blue Devils hockey jersey. We're bringing that team back. And, like, haven't seen that in a while, right?
It's been a long time.
And so, so this guy's like, hey, there's this, like, couple. They were fighting outside. The dude shoved her in the car. And Winona's like, abusive relationship trumps brain man. And I was like, we're getting our priorities straight here.
I loved that scene, like the whole, like, just the way it was played out with the whole, like, they think it's completely, like, abusive relationship and how they deal with it.
I know. I was like, oh my gosh, this is so funny.
Like, they're taking it, like, completely
seriously.
They're
taking it real seriously. Like, and it's like,
all other crimes, doesn't matter. This one,
person dead, abusive relationship.
Yeah, and then.
Oh my gosh. And then so Winona and Waverly, like, okay, we gotta go. So they go because they figure, because the dude says, like, I don't have like a license plate or whatever, but the car did have some weird ass flames on it. I was like, the Guy Fieri. And so they're like, oh, we know this guy. And so they got the address from the file and they book it. Jeremy's still there because the guy's like, hold on, there's more stuff. And the guy's just like, and then the guy told me to eat shit. And Jeremy's like,
okay.
And then the guy's like, then I actually ate shit. And like, and Jeremy covers his, I know, Jeremy covers his mouth. And I'm like, I'm pretty sure that's a Varun just like trying not to laugh. Because the delivery on that line was so good. He's like, and then he told me to eat shit. And then I actually ate shit. I don't even like shit. I was like, oh, this is so funny. And then, okay, so then Waverly and Winona, they get to the house. Whatever house. And Winona's like, open up. And then they're like, for who? And Waverly's like, the Earp sisters. And they're just like, I guess.
And it's just before they do that, it's the comment about the car. He's like, well, we know he is a small dick.
Yeah.
I probably bet him. And
I didn't hear it fully
until the second time around, and I was like,
yeah, no, it was so good. It's amazing. Okay, and so the dude opens the door and they're like, Doug, I don't remember what they said his last name was, and he's like, it's Kuru now. And they're just like, okay, Kuru, whatever. And so they walk in the house, and Waverly goes into this other room, and they find the girl who's in the relationship, and she's just like, are you okay? Like, we're going to help you get out of this. And she's just on her phone, like, what are you talking about? I'm completely fine. Like, no. And yeah. And so then Winona goes with Doug into the kitchen. Right. And so he's continuing to eat these sandwiches, his brain sandwiches. And she's like, so what you eating there?
Brain. I'm sorry. Why would you eat a sandwich?
Because it's because you can't tell what it is if it's in a sandwich. What are you gonna have? A brain on a plate and fork and knife? Eat a brain? Like, that's obvious. He's trying not to be.
He could have like cooked it, put it with some pasta.
Okay.
Went all out.
Holly, let's remember why this guy is eating brains here. Not too bright up here, man. Okay, let him just eat it in the sandwich. So he's still eating sandwiches, and Winona's like, what are you eating there? And he's like, brains, cow, brains. And then he's like, cows are females.
Cows.
Yeah. And bulls, he's like, cows are females, bulls are male. And Winona's like, I too graduated kindergarten. I was like, oh, so funny. And once Winona's like, he's eating brains, he's the demon, she points her peacemaker at him, and peacemaker doesn't glow. And she's like, this guy is just human.
He's like, no, I'm the demon.
No, you're not according to this thing right here.
This thing's pretty accurate, you know.
Yeah. And then Ginny and Waverly come in, and Waverly's like trying to hold Ginny back, because that's what her name is Ginny. And I find that really ironic later.
Yes, I'm.
and so then to escape, Doug throws the fucking brains at everybody and just books it. They're like, what the fuck? And then they go, because he runs through the back door, so they're in the backyard, and they're just like, okay, what do we do now? And so they're just like, well, Winona will take care of you. And Waverly's like, because I gotta wash the brain off my shirt. Yeah, I was like, that's so funny. But like, Ginny's sarcasm in this episode, so funny. And then we go back to the police station. Winona is with Ginny, and she's like, hey, I know I look like a cop, but you can trust me. I was like, Winona, you look the furthest away from a cop. You are literally wearing a fucking holster for your gun that has bullets like on your belt. Like, what cop wears that and gold leather pants?
I mean, it is a combination.
It's a good look, but like, no cop,
not a cop
at all. And so they're doing stuff, and then Wino's like, whoever this demon is, I'm gonna kill him with this gun. And she, so she lays down the gun on the table, but it's pointed at Jenny, and it glows. And Winona's like, "What the fuck? Hands up!"
And so Jenny's just like, "Oh my goodness, you! You're the one!"
Yeah. And so it turns out Jenny's the demon, but Jenny is a genie. Jenny the genie. I love that. Good job, writers.
Great.
And so everybody kind of comes in. Jeremy's there. And so they're all kind of like interrogating Jenny here. Like, you're the one who's doing this, because originally when they found the bodies, there's some turquoise stuff around the wounds. And it turns out it's her nails, because her nails are painted the same color. And Jenny's like, no, it's not me. I just grant the wishes. He wished for my nails to kill the people. Not really my fault. And so it turns out what Doug is doing here is he wants to be the smartest person. So he's going to eat all the smartest people's brains. And Winona's like, why doesn't he just ask to be the smartest person? And Jenny's like, it's because he's not smart. I was like, it's like, this is just like, it keeps going in circles. Like, it's like, why? Like, he answers, like, he makes it so weird. Like, when he can answer it the simple way, but because he's just not smart, he just can't think. I find that so funny. So then Winona is figuring out, like, that what needs to happen for Doug in order to make a wish is that he has to touch Jenny. So yes. Winona's like, I'll stay here with Jenny. Jeremy, you go catch Doug. And Jeremy's like, no, no, no. I'm going to trivia night. So, yeah. And then, like, that's what they want to do. And so apparently what happens with Doug is he has gotten sick from eating the brains.
Yes.
And so he calls himself Kuru, and that's because of the disease from eating brains. And and so Winona's like, turns out random trivia is not an active way to test intelligence, or else I would still be in it. And I was like, I don't know about that one, Winona. Don't know about that one. So, and then they figure out that Doug wished for trivia night so he could eat the smartest people's brains. Like, that's what trivia night is for. And so she's like, I'll call Waverly, and then Jeremy, you call Doc. And so they go off. And then we get to the homestead. Waverly is in the kitchen, shirt off, bra only, washing her shirt.
Everyone died.
We were just like,
everyone was dead.
Pick the jaw off the floor, just push it back
up. Literally, I was sitting there, I noticed it, I was like, and then I instantly just look at Romy, she's dead.
Dead, she's gone. Dead. She's gone.
Gone.
Out of there. Yeah, no, it was insane. And then they're talking about stuff, and Nicole's like trying to make up this plan, like, we're gonna go in there, we're gonna do this, blah blah blah. And we was like, you know, when you say that stuff, it really reminds me of like you being sheriff. And Nicole's like, no. And she's like, she's like, no. And then they say something and she's like, I only care about trivia and you, in that order. I was like, okay, I love trivia first and then Waverly,
in that order.
Like, you're putting Waverly second here. Let's backtrack real quick.
Yeah. And then, like, she's like, oh god, that's an awful wish. Oh.
Yeah. And then so Nicole just like won't talk about being sheriff. She's just not into it. And so then we kind of get into like the more trauma-y stuff with Nicole, where she's like, I lost the love of my life, I lost my friends, and I lost the election. And then I did something really bad. And Waverly's like, oh, the froggy thing. Like, it's not that big of a deal. Like, Nicole didn't almost die. It was just frogs. Like, that's all it was. And it's obviously not the froggy thing, because Nicole just didn't respond because there's something else that's happening, right? Like, what did she do? What did Nicole do?
They would have
mentioned it. But, like, now what? Now I'm wondering, what's Nicole doing? What's happening? What did she do? Yeah. What's going on?
And so, like, everyone hates her.
And everybody hates her. And Waverly's like, well, everybody hates Winona. What's the big deal?
And that's like the flashback to season one.
Yes.
Where she's like, everyone hates you, Winona.
Winona, I'm aware. And so, and then Waverly goes, I never want you to blunt your ambition. It's one of the things that makes you, you. And I was like, oh, it's too much.
They kill me. Every episode, they kill me.
Yes. And so, cut back to Jeannie and Winona. They're in the cell or whatever, and Winona's just hanging outside, just chit-chatting.
Mm.
And the only thing I marked from that conversation was that Jeannie can't have her own, desires. Nice. Like, she doesn't have anything her wants or needs, so it kind of has to play throughout the person she's doing the wishes for.
Yeah.
And she's like, but everybody turns... And she's like, so everybody turns Kuru in the end. So everybody kind of just goes crazy and dies in the end. So she doesn't really get anything out of it. And then cut to Shorty's. Waverly and Nicole go to trivia night. And Nicole, very nervous.
Through the door.
And she's just like, I want to leave. Yeah, she's like, oh.
I would have gone.
And so, like, I love showing, like, Nicole's kind of anxiety and, like, PTSD about things that have happened. And, then what's his name, the guy in the jersey,
the guy.
And he's like, chicken kicker shows her face, and everybody's just like, I was like, this is so rude. Oh my gosh, are you guys in high school? Jeez.
You can just, why everybody's just like, what did you call her?
What, like, chicken kicker? What? Really?
Don't bring that up.
Yeah. And so Waverly goes off and is getting ready for a trivia night because she's one of the contestants. And Nicole's like, I'm going to leave. But she can't leave because of the wish. Because of Doug's wish for trivia night. So she can't leave. So she's like, I'm going to go hide in the basement. At least the Reaper isn't there.
Yeah.
And so
let me get in. Hours with Billy.
Exactly. Yeah. Who she can't see.
Yeah.
And then we get into trivia night. Trivia night, the way it works is, it's, since it's the finals, it's sudden death. So if you get a question wrong, you're out. Get a question wrong, you're out. And then Jeremy's like, remember, we're here to, you know, find this dude, right? And Doc's like, yeah, after I beat you in fucking pop culture 101. And Jeremy's like, as if, Oldie Han. Also, I love you. I was like, oh,
throughout that whole episode, so cute. Just Jeremy, just being like
tiny lines. It's like, I do like you still, though. By the way,
yeah.
And so then we keep going.
It's the he was talking to Waverly, and Danny was like, "Oh, you're actually not later. Like something like that, or something along those lines."
Yeah, no, I wrote that down. And then we get into this montage of them just like killing it at trivia, and they're just answering questions, going, apparently Doc knows all the members of NSYNC. He's just very much on top of that.
Just because, you know.
Yeah. And then Doc gets a question wrong, even though he's like, I was there. Like, he was literally there.
Guy makes an appearance again.
Yeah.
He just say he was there. And the fact that no one tried to deny it. They were just go eat mints.
Okay, fine.
You need to eat some more mints. Man. Yeah.
And so Doc gets kicked out, and Waverly and Jeremy are like, get out. It's our turn now. He's like, but I still love you. I still love you, though. And I was like, oh my gosh, Jeremy. And then we cut back to Winona and Jeannie, and they're kind of venting each other about like their relationships and stuff. And then about Doc specifically. And so Jenny's phone goes off, and Jenny's like, can you just let me answer the notification, please? And Winona's like, okay, no texting Doug, though. So Winona turns around to grab Jenny's phone, boom, Doug's in the fucking cell. And Winona's like, what? And Jenny's like, he wished to walk through walls. This is like a classic. Of course. And then Doug just starts wishing for Winona to, like, do everything, like, unlock the cell, go lay down on the gurney. And so she pushes the body off and, like, goes on. And
she throws the body onto the floor.
Yeah. And so, Doug pretty much, he says, like, I want street brains. And Jenny's like, street smarts? Like, she does that a couple times throughout. Yeah. She does that a couple times throughout the episode where she's like correcting things that he says because he can't get like normal, just like basic like phrases down. And so funny. And so literally I wrote down street brains, street smarts, same thing. Same thing.
Yeah.
And so, yeah. And so pretty much Doug wants to take Winona's brain because she has the street brains.
Street brain.
Yep. And then go back to trivia night. Apparently it's a tie between Waverly and Jeremy. So they're going into this, they're going to this lightning round. And they're trying to figure it out. And Doc's like, okay, well, since I'm done, we got to figure things out, like, right? And they're just like, well, we can't help it. It's the spell. We still have to do this. And so Doc, like, goes to try and leave, but he can't leave. And so he's like, great. So he goes to the basement to figure stuff out with Nicole. Cut back to the police station. Lots of back and forth here.
Yes.
So Winona's down on the gurney table thing, right? And Doug wants to remove Winona's brain himself. He wants to do it. So he's like, Jenny, give me a knife. And so he's hovering the knife over like Winona's neck and her head. And Winona's like, Jenny, do something, please. Like, get him to not kill me here. And it's not working. So then cut back to Shorty's. Nicole and Doc are like, okay, what are we going to do? And Nicole's like, we need a distraction. So one of them just won't answer the question. And so she goes up and she goes like, Rachel, give me your phone. And Rachel's like, don't look at my browser history. I was like, Rachel's browser history? What is she looking at? It's scary.
She did that to herself.
She could have just been like, yeah, she, what do you mean? She
put herself in that.
Yeah, she literally put it out there and I was like, good one, mistake right there. And so she's like, I need the chicken kicker video. And like, Rachel's it's like, I don't have it. And Nicole's like, no one in their right mind would delete that video. And she's not wrong. To distract Waverly from answering, she sends out the video. This goddamn video
is the funniest thing.
Oh, so funny. Oh my god. I could not stop laughing. Okay, so apparently Nicole walks into the police department drunk off her ass.
She is pissed.
And so she's upset. Oh my god. She's upset and she goes around, she's like, fuck all of you guys for not voting for me. Fuck this, fuck that.
Fuck it, you know.
Fuck this chicken. And then she just drop kicks it, like just over. Oh, I'm so laughing. And then we were all just making jokes like, fuck your chicken strips. Like that was the whole joke after that. It was so funny. But like, I think Kat said this. She was like, see, what actually had happened was I kicked it and it hit one of the crew members. I was like, oh my god, but the fact that she literally had to drop kick an act like a chicken, I was like, so accurate, like you should be in a sport, like play soccer or something. It was so good. Oh, and then so the video plays and Nicole is just like, oh my god, completely embarrassed. She wants to die. But like after the video plays, the way that Waverly looks at Nicole.
Yeah.
She's like, oh. I was like, why are you like googly-eyeing about that? She just kicked a chicken. Like, I was like, what are you doing? But it was just like so sweet. And I was like, oh. And so, but then because Waverly didn't answer the question because she got distracted. It went to Jeremy. Jeremy got it right. And Jeremy wins. So trivia night is over. They can leave Shorty's. And Doc's like, okay, now I can leave.
Jeremy has the tastiest brain.
Yeah, he does.
Yeah.
And so Doc leaves because he's like, I can leave now. So he goes off. And so pretty much we go back to the police station. And Doug has this knife. and he's like holding over Winona's head, like, I'm gonna do it, I'm gonna do it, I'm gonna do it. And then he just like falls on the floor. And he dies. Because he's dead because the Kuru disease has just messed up his brain that he died. And so then Doc comes running in, like, everything okay? And blah, 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 blah. And like, Denise, like, is this your guy? Like, is this him? Hi. She's just hitting on Doc. I was like, oh my gosh.
And Doc's like, you can see he's about to like say it back, and Wanda just kicks his hand, just no.
No, not allowed. My man.
You don't you're get mine. To do that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, it was so funny. And then, all right, and then we cut back to everybody has gone back to Shorty's. And so Doc's sitting at the bar, and Nicole like goes up to him like, hey, we need to talk. And Doc's like, yeah, about you like giving up my life to save Waverly. Like, can you? Yeah. And she's like, oh, I'll give you the details. And no, and so Nicole's like, about this deal thing I made with the Clintons. He's like, yeah, you kind of gave up my life to save Waverly's. And she's like, I had my reasons. I had my reasons. And so pretty much she's like doing this stuff, and she's like, I'd fight for you too, Doc, because she's like, even like, I don't know what they were gonna do with you, but either you'd get out of it yourself, or like, what, we would help you get out of it. Like, it's just that's just how it is, that's how the team works. But like, Nicole was still hell-bent on getting Waverly back. She like had to do it.
Yeah.
And this whole thing, I know, I was watching the behind the scenes stuff from the episode, and Tim had made the point where like Doc is like kind of very understanding about this, because he's made some big mistakes. Like, if we don't like remember season three, guys, like Doc has definitely does some things where he's ruined his relationship. Like, they both made mistakes out of love. Like, Doc turned in the vampire kind of for a selfish reason, but also kind of for Winona. Because, like, he wanted to make sure he was there. And Nicole, you know, made a deal with the Clintons to get Waverly back. Like, they kind of are in the same place.
Yeah.
And so I liked so that.
Forgives,
exactly. We can finally get some communication between people to solve problems for once.
No one ever talks to each other.
Right? Like, Winona takes some notes.
Yeah.
Right? Yeah. And so, and then...
he called the sheriff Hoff.
And she's like, you're the only one that says that to me now. And then Nicole's like, you know what? And she gets up and she just like sticks it to the man. She's like, okay, who voted for me? Raise a hand. Nobody raises their hands.
No one. And that hurts.
And that really hurt. Yeah. And so she's like, you know what? I don't care. We all do things we regret. She just goes on about like things like this happen. And then, but there was one line where she's like, you slice grilled cheese sandwich lengthwise instead of diagonally. And I was like, oh my God.
I've never understood that. I'm just like,
cool. And then she said something, and then she's like, or because I'm gay. And I was like, that one hurt.
And the shit guy again is like, I don't care that she's gay.
Okay.
Like, that's not my issue.
Yeah. And I was just like, when Nicole said that line, we all were just watching it. I think we all just went, my dog is good. He's lying on my bed. And so she's like making all the signs, like, I don't care, I'm still your sheriff, I'm gonna protect you, that was my promise, that's what I'm here to do. And then Nedley comes up, and I think he made the line like, you ate shit. And he's like, you eat shit one time. And Nedley's like, yeah. And Nedley's like, yeah, one time, sure. Like, Nedley's like, you've definitely eaten shit more than once. And so, but Nedley goes up there and he stands with Nicole and's like, guys, This is your sheriff, man. She's the best we've got. You need her. And so shit guy stands up and he's like, yeah, you're right. We do need Sheriff Hot. And everybody's like raising up glasses, and we also did.
And then we raised our glasses.
From last night,
we
were all just there. We was like, yes. Oh, and so then Nedley's like, all right, unanimous vote, Nicole, you're reinstated. Sheriff Hot is
how it works. But yeah, we just do it anyway.
A vote at Shorty's, no proper election. Yeah. That's how it works.
Like four people put their hands up. Yep, you're in.
Yeah. And so, but she's back. Sheriff Hot is back.
Yes.
We're getting it
Sheriff
back.
Sheriff Hot is back.
Yes. And so then Waverly comes up to Nicole and yeah. blah, blah, blah. And she's like, I finally get Wynonna's bad boy thing. Because of the fucking chicken video.
She's like, chicken kicker is hot.
Hot. Yeah, like, I was like, oh my god. And then Nicole like lifts her up. I was like,
I know.
That reminded me of 202, the first time they did it. Yes. And Nicole like lifts her up and puts her on the bed. Yeah. That's like the parallels. I was like, oh my gosh.
Everyone's just like
everybody dying. gay panic everybody.
Oh, instant. The entire episode might as well.
Yes. And then we go back to the police station and Wynonna's still there and her and Jenny meet in the hallway.
Yeah.
And so Wynonna's like, well, I'm gonna kill you now, right? You're a Jenny, you're a demon, got it, right? It's my job. Yeah, and so Jenny's trying to like make up the excuses, like you don't have to do this, like blah 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 blah. We're the same, blah blah blah. And Wynonna says this line, which I didn't hear the first time, but when I listened to it today, she says, "You have to look the cost of this in the eye and tell it to go fuck itself." And so, because yeah. Jenny is like very much avoiding, like what she does, like she doesn't admit to it, and Wynonna's like, "No, you kind of have to at this point." Yeah. And so you kind of have to admit to doing stuff like this or else you're just going to go crazy. Like, and like, if you want to keep your sanity, you have to know what you're doing. And then Ginny's like, well, we could work together. Like I could be your genie and I could get Doc to love you again. And Wynonna starts like tearing up. And so she's like,
she's just like,
she takes a moment to think about this. And
she's not going to,
and so she's not, yeah, she's not gonna do it. And so she's tearing up. And so Wynonna's like, yeah, we are the same, except we have one difference. The difference is you have a way out.
Mm-hmm.
And then she kills Jenny and she's like, you're free. And that, like, I listened to that again and I was like, that part hit me hard. Cause like,
yeah,
Wynonna has been in this, like, even though like the curse that is over itself, she's still trapped in this cycle of like killing demons and like being emotionally traumatized,
and she's the only one
who can do it,
so she doesn't have a way out.
Yeah. And so it was very like important. And I think that specific line is gonna like lead into kind of Wynonna's stuff for the next three episodes. Yeah. Where she's just gonna kind of
the bit where it's like you're not sleeping.
Mm-hmm. Like I think that's going to be next episode.
Time. I think so as well.
Yeah. But talking about, and so that's where the episode ends, is with that line, like you're free. And I was like, ooh, like, I don't know if that's a good place to end there. That one hurt a little bit. My dog is barking.
Oh, yeah.
I don't know what he's doing. And then, okay, but that's the end of the episode. But can we talk about the little trailer real quick for the next episode? What was that? What's happening to Waverly?
I have no idea, but they are doing something to her and they need to stop.
Yes.
No.
I was like, this is not okay. And they're trying to figure things out. But there's this one part where it's, you know, the part of it where they're in that like barn building thing, like somewhere in the woods, and Wynonna gets yeeted out of the doorway. And then you see Waverly on the ground, but like everybody was on Twitter was like commenting about like her eyes. It's like her eyes. And I went back and looked at it.
Her eyes
are
like clouded over.
Yeah. I was like, is she blind or are those her powers? Like, what's happening?
She finally getting.
Is she getting wings? Is that happening? Because we talked about like, she had said like, what did you do to me? And so either that's her something with the eyes or like the wings. Is that why she, because we'd seen in the original 4B trailer like that she like was bloody like on her dress or whatever. She's like, did somebody cut off her wings?
Oh no, that.
Yeah.
You only just got them.
Exactly. Yeah. So like one that, and then who did it though? It's like, who was there? Yeah, exactly. Who did it? And I remember watching the four. Well. Yeah, I remember watching the 4B trailer. Like there is somebody else in that room. Like I could see somebody else there. It wasn't clear enough to tell who it was. And yeah. I was stressing it's out like, about it. I was like, there's somebody there. Who is it?
I was talking about this morning with Romy and JC, and the room that Waverly's in, that barn room looks really familiar.
Yeah, like,
and we were trying to pinpoint it, and we were thinking about, you know, like the Iron Witch and that lot, because one of them's still alive.
No, it's Greta, isn't it? Because the other one died, and Greta's still alive.
Mm-hmm. Oh,
he's barking at nothing. He's barking at nothing. He's fine. Come sit. And so, yeah. And so, Greta's still alive, but the other one is the original Iron Witch is
is
dead.
Yeah.
And so, maybe that could be her place, but I don't think it's Greta there.
Oh, no, probably not.
It's somebody else.
I feel like they love reusing sets.
They do. Yeah, exactly. And that happens a lot in TV in general. So, yeah. Mm. And so next week with 4:10 is when we're really going to start hitting hard.
Yeah.
With, like, I'm loose ends. It's going to be insane. You're fine. Lay down. And, yeah. He's insane. And... so yeah, and so I'm very nervous. I'm excited, but I'm scared. What's happening? Waverly, don't die. So much. Don't die, please. Just don't die.
Yeah, could you imagine? They just cut her off.
What? They can't. No. No.
They can't. They can't.
They cannot do that. That's not allowed. No. Per Emily Andrews' rule, she cannot be killed off.
Yeah.
Emily said she would never bury her gaze. So, Emily, I'm trusting you, and so that's for the end of this episode.
You have a lot of faith in Emily.
Oh, all the faith in Emily. So now let's get into some real talk. Holly, you're quarantine erper.
Yeah,
you found it in like June. How did you find the show?
So I was a huge like Brooklyn Nine-Nine stan, huge, and I followed a lot of fan accounts. And they would post on their story about Wynonna Earp constantly. They'd talk about it constantly, how great representation it is, how great of a show it was. And I hadn't watched any of the clips. I didn't really pay attention to it. I was like, oh, okay, I'm here for the Brooklyn Nine-Nine stuff. Like, can you stop? And then I, of course, realized I was bi. I had that entire revelation. And then I was like, you know what? Let's try out this show. Have not gone back since. It is the best thing that I've done in a long time. It is amazing, and I'm so glad that I've joined this like entire community and I've made all these friends. And it's been so long since then.
It's like, it honestly like hasn't been that long, but like it feels like forever. Like
you kind of
make friends within the fandom, and you join the fandom, and you feel like you've been there the whole time.
Yeah,
and it's really insane. So you started watching in June. When did you get on to TikTok?
I always had TikTok, and I created my other account,
The Frog,
maybe in about late August.
Okay.
Because I had my main one and it had all my school friends on it. And I was like, I'm not going to sit here and start making really like gay TikToks and TikToks about one another up. With all of my school friends watching and all the people that I hate. So I was like, I'm going to create a new one. I'm going to tell anyone about it. We're just going to start from scratch.
Right.
And I haven't made that many actual one on Earp ones. There's a few on there.
It's not like specifically, but yeah, you've like duetted stuff with other people and stuff who do one on Earp TikToks. And that's where I first saw you. I think I saw a chain of Rami, Noam, you, Angie, Mikey, and stuff. I was like, who are these people? They seem great.
Yes.
I was like, oh my god, I want to like
find that group.
Yeah, I was like, can I infiltrate this somehow? And then I did.
And then you did.
And then I did. Thanks. I was just like, I'm gonna make my way in here real quick. Yeah, and then that's insane. Okay, so that was in August. And so how long did it take for you to like start talking with like, because you did a Discord thing, right? Like people were like, let's do a blah, blah, blah.
Do you remember when Trump was banning TikTok in America?
Yeah.
It was is it that thing.
Time? Oh my God. Yes, so they're like, if TikTok goes down,
let's make it. Because somebody made a TikTok and they said, if TikTok goes down, do you want to be in a group chat on Snapchat with a load of just uppers so we can still like be together, we've still been in community without TikTok? Mm-hmm. And I live in the UK. This wasn't really going to affect me. I was just like, why not? Let's just join this group. Join this group chat full of people. It had a Romy in that in it. And I basically got thrown into it. I met everyone at once.
Oh.
Like, it wasn't like I started speaking to like one person. I got thrown into this group with about 30 other people, and it was crazy. That's really funny. And we started like zooming, and then the group got smaller, and we created our own like subside. And then it's just grown from there.
That's insane. No, because like you guys would post about like, I would see like you guys posting on TikTok about these Zooms. I was like, these seem absolutely chaotic, but I'm definitely here for it.
They are still. They haven't got any karma.
They haven't. Yeah. And so, and then I started in October. So I didn't start that much after you. I had TikTok and I had used it, but like I didn't start doing like Wynonna Earp stuff until October. And then,
I remember seeing quite a few times actually.
I was like, people are gonna know this thing. Yeah, I was like, who are these people? I would see like LaFrog like pop up on my notifications, and that frog from Washed Away, and I was like, who is this person?
Yeah, it's one of my favorite films, and I had just watched it when I created the account, and I was like, he's my favorite character from it. So I was like, you know what? It just goes together.
Yeah, it goes
and
together.
And I was gonna change it eventually. I was just like, that was just at the beginning. I haven't changed it.
Changed it since. No, I like it. Keep it. It's fine. You did change your profile picture though.
The frog was taken.
You had
so
to
I had
add...
to do the frog with two G's.
Yeah.
I was like, who names themselves the frog?
Yeah. And so, and then, oh my goodness. So we did that. And then we obviously do the role play stuff.
Yes.
Because it's you and me.
We migrated
to Twitter also.
Twitter can be really kind of has died, but then it kind of hasn't. It's kind of there.
Sometimes I just go on it and I tweet something to just start shit on Twitter. Like that's what I use it for. I'm just like, what's happening? No, and so if people listening don't know, Holly and I are behind Doc and Jeremy on those role plays. And and then there's other people who are doing the other people, of course, but like we're there. And so it's really interesting because that's like the only way, like, because before that we hadn't really talked. Like
none.
I had talked with Rami, I had talked with Mercedes, and then Mercedes was like watching, mentioning.
Yeah. I remember watching their podcasts and being like, this is sick. Yes, this is amazing. I want to be on this.
Oh, well,
here eventually.
Yeah. How many episodes later? And so I talked to Mercedes, and Mercedes like, oh, we're doing this role play thing. I was like, oh my god, I would kind of do that. And so I ended up doing it. She's like, we don't have a Jeremy. So I was like, okay, fine. And so we did it. And so obviously in the show, Doc and Jeremy have a very unique relationship. And so that's how like Holly and I got started talking, was through that. And then like we would just like talk on the side about shit. And that's when we started talking. And then we like Zoomed for the first time with everybody except for Sophie. And then from there, that was like in January, and we were just like, and we've like pretty much Zoomed like every day since, and it's been insane.
It's the best thing. Like we had everyone's birthdays.
Yeah, right.
I've been insane. Pissed nearly every time, but
we just go with it. Oh my god, we just like trash on Holly almost every day.
Yeah, she just attack me. She's like, oh great.
It's not that bad. It's not that bad.
I know.
Okay.
I know.
Yeah. No, and so it's like insane to think. And then, I mean, we've done these watch parties. We've done shit on Twitter. Like the interactions that like some of us have on Twitter. Like Rami just gets liked by the whole cast now. Like that's Rami's thing. She that's just gets noticed. And I'm just like, she's great.
Right off her fame.
Yeah, and like, yeah, we're just like, when you get real famous, I know you're already a celebrity, Rami, but even if you get more famous, do not forget us.
Yeah, literally. Hey. We were here from the beginning.
Remember, we were there. We were there. Like, this is the amount of times we just are like, Rami, you're a celebrity. Like every time like somebody likes her stuff, we're just like, celebrity, did you spill?
No, it's really, really hot.
Oh.
It's got tea in it. And I made it about 2 hours ago. It's because it's hot. Too hot to drink still.
Nice. Oh my gosh. Yeah, and so guys, nobody has any idea. And like once you find like you're like a lot of people have their like group of Erper friends, you know, like and they're like once you get like your specific group, man, like it just doesn't end. Like it's chaotic in every sense of the word. And
it's
always there, and I wouldn't ask for it any other way. Like,
oh no, definitely.
I wake up in the mornings and the amount of text messages I have from you guys.
Yes.
And then it's like
everything just happens while I'm asleep.
Yes,
everything.
Like, it's just so insane. Yes, and then I wake up and I'm like, "What happened? What are we going like, on about
someone,
now?
Can someone catch me up on this? Let's
like repeat real quick. Like, hold on, who said this part? Like, it's always like that. And oh, the amount of stuff. And it's weird because we all live in different places. Like, none of us live in the same area. Like Rami's in Australia. Yeah, like everybody's literally in a different time zone.
Mm-hmm.
Like nobody has the same time zone. And so it's really like we're all trying to like figure out like when it was like, oh, I can't hop on right now, I'm going to bed, or like, oh, I have to do this, like I'm in school, blah blah blah. And I was like, this is insane.
Daylight savings.
Yes. Yeah. So we springed forward. That's what we call it, spring forward. And so instead of us two being 8 hours, it's 7 hours now.
Yes.
Yeah, and around the
clocks going forward. Very literally.
We do that too. It's like set your clocks forward an hour, blah, 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 blah. We just like for short, like it's spring forward and we lose an hour of sleep, which is stressful and I hate it. But I think that day I took like a nap, so it didn't really affect me. So yeah. Oh my goodness. What time is it? When did we start?
It's 6:30. I have no idea when we started.
I think we started at like 10 something. I don't remember. Oh my gosh. That was great. Oh, fucking tweets about the trailer for next week's episode. Oh, it's so stressful. Because people are playing stuff from the 4B trailers that match up with yesterday's trailer, like people's outfits and everything.
Yes.
And I'm just like, so much is going to happen and I'm not prepared.
It's
going to
be a big episode.
I think people are just gonna go insane after next week. Like it's gonna be crazy. And we're just gonna have to wait a whole nother week, guys. It's insane. So that's where I'm gonna end this episode, guys. Holly, if you would like to plug in your social medias.
I'm LaFrog on TikTok with 2 G's. Yep. And cowboyhat.6969 on Instagram. Do that one.
There we go. Okay, guys. So remember, we are still working for season 5 here. So keep tweeting out, use the hashtags WynonnaErp and bring Wynonna home. Also, in new news, Melanie Scrofano is up for CSA award and we can all vote for her. You have 100 votes a day. So remember to get on that. I believe the awards are May 30th or sometime in May. So every day until she gets that award, because it is her turn now. Kat had one. Dom had one. It's up for Mel, our leading lady. And I will see you guys next week. Bye-bye.
And that's the end of the episode, guys. Remember, follow me on Instagram at Bailey's_vlogs_, Twitter at Bailey's TV Rants, and on TikTok at Naughty Hot. Thanks all for listening, and I'll see you guys next time.